China's trade surplus narrowed unexpectedly in July, increasing speculation that Beijing may boost stimulus spending. Chinese export growth dropped sharply, with exports rising 1% over the year to July. Imports rose at an annual rate of 4.7%. US regulators have directed five of the country's biggest banks to develop plans to stave off collapse, according to documents obtained by Reuters news agency. The regulators have told the banks, including Bank of America and JP Morgan Chase & Co., not to rely on government help if they get into trouble. And the casino operator Crown says there's been no decision from regulators yet on its application to increase its stake in rival Echo Entertainment. James Packer's Crown Casino owns 10% of Echo, and it wants to raise its stake to 25%. It's part of a plan to build a gaming precinct in Sydney. And in Europe, when the market's closed, you can see all down, albeit slightly. The FTSE down just 4 points there. And across the Atlantic, in America's markets, they actually finished higher for the week, ending a positive week all up, actually. The Dow up 43 points, along with the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq.